The conversation here is about the classic NLP pattern of the six-step reframe. The steps of this, there's six steps to a six-step reframe. Brilliant title, I know. So the presupposition inside of it is that behind every action is a positive intent. And especially my trigger for this, when do I choose to use this with somebody? If someone comes in and they say, part of me wants this and I feel like part of me wants that. That's part of their model of the world and I can use this process. Or especially when I get this little piece of, let me call it out, conscious BS, where they feel, say that, it's a sabotaging behavior. Well, as soon as we're labeling something as self-sabotage, guess where we're going to stick? So instead, let's reframe that in a much more positive way. Well, you wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't giving you something. So we can attach that to the smoker, to the drinker, to the habit, to the whatever. So getting into this mindset that it's giving you something, so let's find better ways for you to satisfy that, is a great entry point for so many issues that are out there. So the six steps. First step, I add a little bit of an intro to it that I want to know what's some sort of specific goal. Now, we did this demonstration without content, which is perfectly fine, though if you're in the environment of working with a client one-to-one, I've never had that happen. You know, they're coming in and they're telling me on the phone, I want to work on this. So that's the thing we go in and address. I want to lose weight. I want to feel more confident in my speaking. We have the specific content. So we have the header in terms of what the goal of the process becomes. Though take the demo I just did and add in more words and now it becomes a more fleshed out process. So step one is to identify the behavior or symptom. So, you know, to go inside and become aware of that part of you that is holding back this outcome. So we have the motivating part, we're going for the conflicting part here. That's step one. Step two is to set up some sort of what we call ideomotor signal, some sort of automatic response, which the classic way of doing this, there's all sorts of options. The easiest one you could do is the head nod. You know, as you've done that, let your head nod yes. I joined the ranks of many people who I would say appropriately lead by only eliciting a yes response. Rather than getting the no, rather than also getting the maybe, I just go straight for the win of give me the yes response, which we can still get a no is the defense of that strategy, which the no is there was no movement, as opposed to I'm eliciting a yes because we are together here in this room to motivate towards this specific outcome. So let's lead where appropriate towards that outcome. So you could do the nod of the head. One of the more classic ones is let a finger raise. Either one of your hands, be a little bit more client-centered perhaps. Let a finger raise to indicate a yes response. And you want to see a movement which is hypnotic in nature, kind of slow and jerky, as opposed to if you watch my entire arm. It's a very conscious movement. As opposed to if the movement of my finger was kind of that slow, jerky kind of, you know, ideomotor response, that's what I want to see in that moment. So I've classically done either the head nod or the finger response. And the whole thing of doing it standing and getting that little bit of that rocking momentum, I can fully credit to Stephen Blake, who I mentioned before with his protocol, Old Pain to Go. This is not his pain protocol, but this is one element that he uses inside of that process to establish an ideomotor. And ever since I learned that from him, it is the most organic thing I've ever seen in terms of getting that ideomotor response. I mean, did you feel as if you were consciously moving or just kind of catch that moment where you were already doing it?
Just caught it.
Yeah.
Like apply kinesiology.
Yeah, so we can apply it to other mindsets of kinesiology, muscle testing, and this one I'm sticking within a hypnotic context of my language, my verbiage here, but yes, absolutely. So getting that little bit of that rocking, which take note how many safety suggestions I gave inside of that explanation. You know, always standing in perfect balance and perfect alignment. And when you notice that sensation, the body will come right back to center because I don't want to be picking them up off the floor. When all else fails, apply suggestion is a nice principle. Someone one time was a stage hypnotist and he sent me a video of all the volunteers kept falling out of their chairs. And he's going, does this mean I'm too powerful of a hypnotist? Does this mean I shouldn't do hypnosis shows? It's like, no, it means you're a crappy hypnotist. Your body will safely remain in that chair. That chair is always to support you completely. When all else fails, give an instruction, give a suggestion. So standing in perfect balance and alignment, and also I stayed with a nice close distance to Arvis just in case you were about to topple over, but I could calibrate to that. So again, credit to Stephen Blake for that little wobble of an idiomotor. It is beautiful, and I highly, highly recommend his training. Again, it's called Old Pain 2Go, the number 2 if you're searching it. So we established that idiomotor, and I like to test it by asking a question which will get a yes response. Simplest one, is your name fill in the blank? We get the wobble, good to go. That's phase 2. Phase 1, identify the problem, the conflicting part. Phase 2, set up the signal. We're good to go there. Phase 3, discover the positive intention. The reason I love Stephen's application of how to get that ideomotor response is that the head nod can become more conscious of an activity. The finger movement can become more conscious of an activity. That wobble, watch it. It is gorgeous. So as soon as it's there, if you want to get a little bit more clever with your language, you could even go to the place of actually saying, it doesn't matter whether or not your conscious mind knows what it is. Because as your unconscious now, did you hear all the commands I'm throwing at him the whole way through? As your unconscious now becomes aware of its positive intent, notice that your unconscious mind will give us that response. And I just waited, and we got the wobble. So now, I like to use this phrasing of now allow all levels of your mind to go. And I'm okay bringing a little bit of conscious intervention into this fourth step, which is to generate alternatives. Allow all levels of your mind. I'm not saying logic it out, but my language becomes allow all levels of your mind to go in and generate 3 better alternatives, 3 better ways to satisfy whatever that positive intent was, which you could let this become conversational at this point. You could actually talk it through. Let's imagine here's the person coming in to quit smoking, and here's the experience where they say, I'd like to go for walks. And we can elicit that verbally. Now we've got some places we can do some of our language patterns, and some people, Arvis, find as you go out walking more and more frequently, the more that you find yourself walking, the more you find this old behavior fading and falling away. So again, I can use the interaction to find more content and feed back in some of the language patterns from there. The pattern becomes, I like to play with that kind of fast phobia cure model of observe it, now float inside of it. Kind of like a new behavior generator. Observe it, float inside of it. Watch it. When you get through the end, float inside, live through it once again. As you've done that, let your unconscious give us the message. Let your unconscious notify us. So phase 4 is to test those alternatives. Run them through the process. Which now brings us, that's actually phase 5. And then phase 6 is to then, from there, do that ecology and congruence check, which is satisfied in very simple language. And if all levels of the mind find these acceptable, let your unconscious mind give us that signal. So 6 steps. Now, I do add a 7th step, which is my little formula that I've nicknamed the instant gratification formula. That rather than wait for success, if one of these is appropriate to engage in as early as today, let the unconscious mind give us a signal. Wobble. Cool. Why wait for success? Go ahead, go there now in your mind. Be there in that experience, living out this result. And then as you've done that, let your unconscious mind notify us. And then I'm using the emerging pattern out of this process to solidify the change process, which becomes, and if all levels of the mind find this to be acceptable, at your own pace, come on back. Which again, that phrasing of come on back is implying that they've been inside of the process doing the work. And the process wraps up with a simple leading question, using the word now, as in, and as you think of that goal, what do you notice now? So applications of this. We can take the process as is, and it can become its own little set piece of running someone through a change process. I'd even go so far as to say you can actually run this one on yourself. That's where I love the wobble that I don't know if entirely it's original to Stephen, yet I learned it from him to give credit where it's due. Yet that application of that's more of a kinesthetic sensation rather than a little bit more conscious of an activity. It's also something that as I continue my work as a hypnotist in the context where I'm working with people, come on in, close your eyes, let's do the hypnosis, the more that I'm breaking up the rhythm of what they're expecting, the more I find the moment to say, and go ahead, you can open your eyes easily. In fact, stand on up. And now we're doing this as a little vignette, as a little intermission inside of the process, where as much as I can get them engaging in the work, consciously and unconsciously, rather than hoping they're, as I would often say, yogurt splattered in the chair, just absorbing the work, instead, let me get you up. Let me break you out of that passive nature and actually get you into the work. So again, building that mechanism that this eradicates the whole wait and see, hope it works mindset, because we're getting instant feedback the entire way through that they're actually making use of the process. Yeah, the question of having a client in hypnosis and then telling them, go ahead and open your eyes and stand up. Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, the more interaction to the process, the more that there's texture to it. It's where especially, let me give you the ultimate category for this of a hypnotic context, that if someone has done hypnosis before and they weren't yet successful with it, I can't throw at them the same strategies. I have to do something that's entirely different from what they were doing before. To go, this is entirely a different experience. It's where the magical phrasing of, even if it's one technique, we'll do that again and this time notice what's different. You're driving them inside. They're doing that search to find what's different from how it was before to this specific moment now. But I mean, even with new clients, I'll do that. And again, when all else fails, apply suggestion. In fact, you can open up your eyes. Stand on up. You can stand safely in this process, standing in perfect balance, perfect alignment, holding on to that hypnotic state, and go ahead and close your eyes back down. I've got you. You're doing great. Because as you think of this goal, go inside and find that part of you that's been holding this back. And now the whole process plays out from there. Which then, if I want to get them back in the chair, cool. And as you've allowed all levels of your mind to solidify this change, notice you can easily sit back down. And we're bringing them back into the seat, but linking the entire way through. Pace, 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 lead. Bringing texture into the work, bringing a different nuance, which again, just that interaction of the process, getting that feedback cycle the entire way through.